Believers Radio.
Believe it.
Listening.
Africa, it is your time to shine.
Okay.
Africa, it's your time.
What a revelation.
Your time.
Wow.
Africa, it is your time to
rise. Oh, yes.
God's got a fire.
Yes, Africa is rising. God bless Africa. I'm talking about Mama Africa.
Your time.
The beautiful continent.
Africa,
I see gold all over the place.
Africa,
the Tanzanite. The glory
your
of diamonds. The plains of savannah. The beautiful
rise.
Color. The beautiful animals.
You listen to Care Voice Radio coming your way, and this is none other than
the darkness of beauty and pure. We are standing and rising for the glory of Jesus Christ. We are moving on.
Paul Mashuri from Tanzania. It's your time, Africa, inside. Virtually, it's Happy Thanksgiving.
For His glory, I see all the countries uniting to be one. For the glory of our Creator, bring the man of the moon. Africa is rising on the top of the mountain Kilimanjaro.
Mama Africa,
a special edition of Virtually Yours for Thanksgiving, and I've been kind of thinking all day and week and every year that comes and goes, and I'm always thinking, well, what am I celebrating Thanksgiving for? Why is it important or is it important? I know the historical reference point is to do with migration, immigration, and freedom, equality. That's one thing that I have in common in terms of the knowledge in North America specifically. And today is Thanksgiving, and also the month of November, as it usually is held, but also the independence of Barbados. That this month, the end of the month specifically. And so the other expression of descriptive form, or the noun, if you will, is in the expression of gratitude, especially to God. Right? This is where we offer praise and thanksgiving for safety and all these different reference points. But today's Thanksgiving, in terms of what we're talking about, Thursday in November, is celebrated in North America as an annual national holiday marked by religious observances and a traditional meal, including turkey. And of course, you know, it commemorates the Harvest Festival celebrated by the Pilgrims in 1621 when they came to the United States, fleeing what we understood then and recognize now as tyranny in their land. It's a very, very important reference point, right? So this is important for us to kind of take a second look at. In terms of migration history, my country is an inclusive part of that because we were the birthplace of slaves training, as I'm referencing what the history suggested. And also, I'm playing a song from one of my friends in Africa, who that song was also included in the most recently celebrated movie, The Joseph Film, by friends of mine also who were the producers, and just a reflective commemoration. And then we did an event a couple of weeks ago commemorating 350 years of migration and so on into the United States. You know, 350 years. Very important. We're also fighting in a transitional lifestyle because we have all gone virtual because of COVID-19. And I think it's really important for me to share a little bit from my perspective today, because this will go down in history in terms of the most momentous year where people had to consider if they're going to travel, not travel, freedom being impeded in one way or the other in terms of what freedom looks like. And it's important for us to take a second look inside the virtual world. Part of the reason why I birthed this entire online program called Virtually Yours, to really take a look at mindset mastery inside of a changing environment where things seem a little bit cold, people's spirit have been fractured and ultimately destroyed in some instances. Many people are dying, have died, continue to die. COVID escalates. And the question comes to me personally, well, what are you grateful for? And I'm using not the historical 1621 reference point. I'm looking at the daily thankfulness of my existence. I came to America from Barbados. Who knew? I heard it was a great place to come to, and I was moved from a very early age to start considering what my life looks like, what my history is going to look like. And today, as I sit here and I record this program, as I sit here and I hear this program, we're all publishing in one way, shape, or form. And I'm thankful for my life. As I always told my children, you didn't ask for it. You showed up as a result of love and consideration. And to own your own freedom as you grew and understood your own value. And of course, it's important for us to start looking more visually at why we are here and how are we doing. I have been through a lot of things, and I reflect on those things that I've been through, and I'm thankful. I have a lot of gratitude, things I'm grateful for. My friends who support me, family members who try to support me and support me. And many of them are strangers, have been strangers for years. And after a while, you realize they become your family. And then you realize that as you're growing up, your family doesn't really know you, and you really don't know them. But we call it family because, and I can't speak for everyone, by the way. We call it family because we're supposed to be familiar with everything in terms of gratitude about the people that we have as our blood lineage. And sometimes they've come before us, so they don't tell you a lot of what transpired before you arrived, because in some areas they think of it as protecting you. And in some cases it's a good thing, in some cases it's not such a good thing, because you need to know who you are, where you come from, where you're going, why are you here. And it becomes a conversation that you have with yourself. And in many cases, when you try to ask the question, why am I here, you get an abrupt response from family because they don't know why they're here and you're asking that question. And for those that know, they sometimes don't even want to tell you or have an assumption that they know. But I want to take today and thank everyone who is in my space, because I consider you family if you're in my space for a period of time. And if you're working harmoniously together, and we're familiar with each other, it's very important, and you understand the value aspirations of each other, then that's family. And so we provide products and services that people need, want, desire, and can afford in a marketplace that will accept us. And we are the first product, first project. So I want to take this moment to reflect a little bit about the journeyman that created the behavior for Thanksgiving to even take place. Now, from what I'm understanding, and if I'm wrong, I always see correction, because I don't like to think I know everything, although some people think I know everything. And that's not part of my model of or protocol of existence. Because if I know everything, then I become redundant. Why speak? Why share? Why ask questions? Why look to discover a new frontier, a new behavior, a new opportunity if you know everything? So that renders me redundant if that's the case and I know everything. But I want to say thank you to all of those who have been very supportive of me, and I have been very supportive of you. And I'm going to do a double whammy thank you, because you've given to me, I've given to you, we've both received, we've had a reciprocal relationship, and we continue to have that understanding. But one of the most fundamental things that we understand is that we are supposed to be here for each other in any kind of weather. And what has inhibited that is what I consider the pigment wars. What color I am, what color you are. Yet, we all go to the bathroom, we all have to eat, we all have to drink to survive. But what I realize in the midst of all of this, that this tune from Paul Mashuri, which I'm going to repeat a little bit, and I don't own the rights to this music. He's given it to me to promote and support what he does as a speaker, author, coach, trainer. And he's looking to awaken the giant in everyone. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to play this song from the beginning to the end. And stay tuned. We're going to be right back. Let's hit it. We've got some nice Afro beat up in here, which is a wonderful thing.
Listening.
Africa, it is your time to shine.
Okay.
Africa, it's your time.
What a revelation.
Your time.
Wow.
Africa, it is your time to
rise. Oh, yes.
Rise. God's got a fire.
Yes, Africa is rising.
God
bless Africa.
Africa,
I'm talking
time.
About Mama Africa.
Your time.
The beautiful
Africa,
continent.
It is your
I see
time
gold
to
all
shine.
Over the place.
Africa,
the
it's your time.
The glory
your
of diamonds, the plains of savannah, the beautiful
rise.
Color, the beautiful animals, color of skin, the darkness of beauty and
blood.
We are standing and rising for the glory of Jesus Christ. We are moving only for His glory. I see all the countries uniting to be one for the glory of our Creator. Bring the man of the moon. Africa is rising on the top of the mountain Kilimanjaro.
You gotta do this. I gotta do this one more time. I just gotta do it. I want you to understand the significance of why I'm doing this. Because in Thanksgiving, you have to hammer two things. And I use the term hammer because whenever I'm eating, I hammer the food. And likewise, I've hammered the truth behind our history to an extent. And as a microscopic piece, it's powerful. So can you understand why it's important to do two things? Number one, challenge everything that you're taught. You have to hammer the knowledge. And if you get hungry, you go hammer the food. Even if you have to hammer in the morning, hammer in the evening. I know I sound like that song all over the land, but that's what you have to do. That's what I had to do. It's taken me over 30 years of consistent effort, training, research to a certain degree. Thankfully, it was part of my calling, and in some ways, not so good, because I always tell people I'd rather be in Barbados on the beach, chilling out and doing what I did in my life as I grew up. I grew up in Barbados, and it's only when I began to do the research of the history of my country that I recognized I had to do something. Not necessarily had to, but I was awakened and moved to want to do something. Because I knew that if I was going to be thankful for my life, I had to understand my eternal value, my value in that moment. I knew. And being born and being mute, couldn't even speak, I had to take a second look, a visual, if you will, of my internal voice, and I gave thank you to myself first. I was thankful for me. My internal voice and the ownership of that internal voice that assisted me in wanting to do more discovery, because it seemed at that point in time like a beautiful thing to want to do, and it still remains a valuable thing to do and an honest thing to do, to understand who you are before you can go anywhere. And as I grew up, I didn't understand a lot of the old stories my grandmother would tell me, but I did understand her heart for providing information and understanding and introducing me to her friends and naming me Joel and all of those other constructive things that she did related to her grandson named Aubrey. And she would school me about the history of Barbados a little bit, because remember, she was born before independence actually took conception. And I was born before Barbados became an independence nation. 3 years before, mute, but internal mind operational from the get-go. And I had to do a disclaimer for everything that people told me. First disclaimer was when I couldn't speak and I was placed in the front window to watch traffic go by. And as the traffic go by, including the people, and I can visualize all the behaviors, I created a very strong visual mind for what my life was all about in the beginning. And then a lot of the episodes that took place during that time became a memorial for me to understand what was important. The smells, for example, became more magnified. The hearing, more magnified. Tasting, extremely valuable. Visualization, extremely crucial. I began to look for what I didn't see. And what I didn't hear became even more magnified. So you might say the loss of one sense in terms of the practicality of living, being mute, magnified all of the other things to a point that everything became quite visual. But the external voice that could speak was never magnified until a few years later. But the internal voice was strong, and that gave me a reason to be thankful. I didn't connect the dots back then, but I understood through my life's experience and as I become reflective that it's important to be grateful for every single day, week, month, nanite, second of your existence, so that when people are celebrating opportunities, the beauty of this Thanksgiving in my mind is the whole ideology of families finally taking a day to celebrate each other. I do not necessarily subscribe to the history of bad behavior related to Thanksgiving, because all of that became a visual in my head and in my mind and inside of history that was written before I even explored that history, questioned that history, to come to the point of understanding that the pigment wars were alive and well way before my birth, way before Barbados pushed itself up in the sea to become 166 square miles of land we now call Barbados. And so the history is important to understand. Why are you even calling me a Bajan? Why do I exist in that nature, that possible? Because I'm one of the best things on the planet, that's why. And as I reflect on and talk to people about Africa in relationship to Barbados and the transatlantic journey and the history of slavery and the mindset management system that was created to make us think we're lesser than we truly are was part of the reason I'm happy I had an internal voice early. Because I was never really supposed to be here. But God decided I was going to be here. And that's what saved my life after birth. The constant protectionism of the one you call God, the entity you call God. It was clear to me, it was not a religious conversation that was happening in my quiet days. It became a natural progression of what my life was. And I'm excited about it until today. Very powerful thing. Very powerful notion. And I'm going to treat this as part one of Thanksgiving. I am thankful for my existence. I am thankful for the episodes that took place in my life. I am thankful for the people who have engaged me and I them, who have illustrated care, consideration, concern. I dare say I love these people. And I will say these people love me to a point. Why? Because I'm not the easiest person to get along with when it comes to information. I'm not going to celebrate stupidity, professional stupidity. I'm not going to celebrate greed, envy, jealousy. I'm not going to support anxiety either, because those are the dream stealers, the vision stealers. Some of the same people who would have come into my space became those people. I don't blame them. They didn't know any better. And for those that knew better, I knew they knew. And I told them, I know you know. And that's where the respect happens. See, when you don't allow somebody to disenfranchise you, when you're grateful, you manage your equity better. You learn from your history pages for great expectations as you move forward in the midst of chaotic confusion. You manage what chaos looks like in your life to the magnitude that you allow it to work for you, whether you like it or not. Because as the song says, Jesus has the last say. God has the last say. And I wouldn't tell you to subscribe to Jesus or God just like that either. I think that's the height of professional stupidity. You've got to hammer home the information gathering that represents God's way of life, tradition of excellence, and belief in you before you can start proclaiming anything that is not related to kindness and authenticity. I don't care what you call yourself. If you are unkind and you're not authentic, how can you be thankful? I don't get it. Maybe I'm wrong. So, while I'm on the subject, I'm giving thanks for all of these experiences, like I said. They represent the carving stone of your existence. How do you translate a conversation so that it can be clear what you're saying to someone and what someone is saying to you? What supports the evidence of being altruistic? What supports the evidence that you claim to be a part of a progress related to a religious thing that you have not sat down and waved your conversation through? I asked a friend of mine earlier today why you believe the things you believe. Or are you interested, rather, in seeking out the truth through investigation of what you believe? And they were quite frank. They said, listen, I'd rather believe than search out what the truth looks like, because that means then I may have to change my mind, and that means I may have to work harder, and then I'm not sure what that would mean. And in this season, the truth may not be necessary, just have the faith. That was, I'm paraphrasing for this conversation purpose. Very important to let you know that. But in the journey of Thanksgiving, I look forward to continue the harvest. If you do nothing, what do you have to be grateful for? We are in the midst of an insurrection that we can handle because we are born with the capacity to overcome anything once we have the correct data internally, that means our mindset mastery, and the external information, that which is coming at you that you recognize but don't recognize, and so on and so forth. So today I subscribe inside a virtual reality and real-time reality, because it doesn't matter how virtually yours I am. If I don't eat, I will not be virtually yours. And God will have the last say. Anyway, because that's the reality of it. We come to earth in a plane called birth. We're birthed. I haven't met anyone yet that hasn't been born and come to earth. Or perhaps I did and didn't know. I think we call them aliens. But I will say this. I have a tradition of believing in people, places, animals, and things. And today I am grateful for the ability to continue believing and understanding and searching out the truth in conversation, in behaviors, because the data is there to support what I'm saying. I don't have to get up in the morning and tell someone I'm a Christian. As a matter of fact, if someone asks me if I'm a Christian, I always ask them, well, what does that mean to you? What does it mean? And many times they can't answer. So it's important to go and ask questions about what you believe and what you see and what you think, so that you can really celebrate Thanksgiving in a way that is majestic. Not just a tradition that you follow because your aunt, uncle, nephew, mother, father does it and they don't know why. It's time to consider progressing so that you can answer those questions fervently and bring more joy into the expressionism of what Thanksgiving is all about. I want to come to me, and as we continue, I'm going to close out. And I want you to stay tuned to Care Voice Radio for a few special announcements coming out from us as we move forward in developing what we do on Care Voice Radio. You know, we are powered by Global Village Book Publishing. We publish books because your story matters. And we publish anything that can be published, because your life, pre-birth until now and beyond now, as you create your own existence and as you create legacy through the birthing of others in your space, conversations, those are what publishing looks like. Your life has been published, in other words. And it's a very beautiful thing. I want here to let you know that we have some new shows on the network. And it's Just Us Ghana live radio show, 8 a.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, Africa. Rebroadcast 5 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time on carevoiceradio.org, ijuproductions.com, and psgconsultllc.com. Powerful stuff going on. The program is hosted by Paul Sima. He's an impact and organizational development specialist at PSG Consult LLC. Prior to that show, we've got one of our very dear friends and a wonderful human being on the same day, Living Your Art at Hilda's Place, the virtual edition, Wednesdays, of course, and Fridays at 7:30 in the morning prior to It's Just Us Ghana, and Wednesday right after the repeat of It's Just Ghana at 5:30, hosted by Hilda Willis, career coach, director, producer, and performing artist, right here on Carib Voice Radio. We don't say we are the edutainment station just because we want to use words. We educate, we entertain, we promote, we market, we strengthen your storyboard for your upcoming book of life so that you understand the value in the truth. And on Sunday, we have a fantastic deal going on. Okay? Every Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, Spirituality in the Mix with none other than host Athena Lucene, spiritual thought leader. And let me tell you, this is the place to be. When I start looking at a lot of noise going on, and I'm not saying specifically who, what, when, or where, I'm saying a lot of people are broadcasting information. And someone said to me, hey, everybody's broadcasting, but we still are the edutainment station on the web. That's what makes us different. You can't hear any place else. The level of integration and connection of the dots for civilization any place else on the internet. And if I do, and if you can, I will seek to partner with them if it's doable. So make sure that you listen to the Spirituality in the Mix show, powered by Blossoming the Inner Spirit. That's also with Athena Lucene. The art of embracing your sixth sense, spiritual gifts, and how to use them as tools to live your most fulfilling life. And it's very necessary, especially inside of what is going on now, with being on lockdown, being depressed, stressed, all types of things. We help bring you that freedom of thought. Very valuable information to gather. Right here on Carib Voice Radio, the edutainment station. And of course, you have yours truly on Thursdays here. And I'll be bringing on more shows, our birth shows. That's part of my birthright. And then I find the right people to host them. And in some cases, people come to shows and we talk about it to figure out what is good. We specialize in experiential knowledge and education through our workshop, Elevate Entrepreneur, because we believe that together each can accomplish more but through strategic thinking, enabling authentic monetization. The money doesn't have to be cash. The money could be volunteerism into cash. The money can be volunteerism, period. And as I reflect on this notion and as I share this notion, I'm going to ask you to check out what we have on Elevate Entrepreneur Barbados for the symposium that was held in Charleston and on the virtual network between the University of South Carolina, University of the West Indies, and Barbados Heritage Foundation. And the cast goes on forever. And during this week, I'm going to talk a little bit about it more because I want to lend some strategic thinking for you to consider what is going on with this program, more so than not. Anyway, we're out of here. Stick around as we play the tune, as we leave the building. Stay locked right here on CaravoiceRadio.org, the edutainment station. Don't move that dial.
Carry Voice Radio.
Believe.